Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lindsay, you are requesting a review from the state comptroller of the African American Cultural Center after an audit by Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick found missing records on the use of public funds. To your understanding, what was the initial reason that sparked this audit in the first place?
It's pretty regular for the comptroller to audit different groups and organizations that are receiving funding from the county. So it's my understanding that this was part of that regular audit process. However, the findings were very irregular and raised a lot of questions and concerns.
How much money exactly is missing? Do we have those figures yet?
It is upwards of $300,000 that they've received from 2020 to 2022. It's concerning that they are unable to really provide any information, including any bank records, credit card statements of how this funds, how these funds were used. So the number could grow as we dive deeper into this. But the organization themselves described it as past employees pilfering money. So when an organization is using a word like pilfer that then shows up in this audit, it is extremely concerning. And I think we need to take the next step to make sure that we're investigating this properly so that taxpayers can have trust in us and trust in the government as stewards of those funds.
And where would that money typically have gone?
This was grant funding that they received to perform services. It was before I was in the legislature, so I can't speak to it specifically, but it's money that they would have used to provide services that their organization provides to the community. There should be records for how this is spent. You know, a lot of cultural organizations in our community receive funding from the county, for capital projects, for funding for their programs, and it's highly unusual that this amount of money is received by an organization and they can't immediately point to what they used it for.
And have you heard from any of your Democrat colleagues about support, or if not, do you expect to hear about bipartisan support?
I have not heard from any of my colleagues about support on this, but what I will say is, you know, this is coming from our Democrat controller, Kevin Hardwick. I'm a Republican. I think this is a bipartisan issue. When there's waste, fraud, and abuse happening and it's blatant in front of us, we need to take a deeper look into it. The controller's audit did highlight that this should be turned over to law enforcement and to the state controller as the county legislator. I don't think that we should be waiting to see what happens with this. I think we need to immediately turn this over. A problem was identified, and now we need to make sure that we dive deeper into this so that this can be resolved as soon as possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.